talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. How's it going, guys? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. In the studio today, we got Colin.
Hey, what up?
Kevin.
Howdy.
And Aiden.
Hello, fellow guests.
This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, the show where we talk about anything and everything that is on your mind. We come from the teen perspective, and we as you guys know, if you've been listening to the show, we just help you out, you know? You
We're
ask
here
us questions.
For you.
Yeah, that is what we do. We are here for your benefit. You guys send us emails, you call in, you ask us questions, and we
give you answers.
Yes,
yeah.
We do. Coherence with that, our show topic today is going to be based around questions. In the past few weeks, I've gotten a lot of questions, a lot of emails, phone calls from listeners, and I'm going to answer them on the air today. We got a lot, and also I think it's cool because I was thinking about, you know, how different the questions are, how many different topics we can bring into the show today, because like each question has, you know, pretty much a different, you know,
feel to it.
Exactly. And what I did for these questions is I kind of, some of the questions were similar, which is cool, which is actually really helpful when questions are similar. And I like categorized them for you. We're going to start out, in one section of questions and move on to another. I think we have some anger issues. We have some, you know, health issues, just stuff like that.
We also figured, you know, this is the best way to interact with the most of our audience.
Right.
And really help as many people as we can.
It's true.
So
that's that. Just to get us started, Colin.
Yes?
Tell us how things are going. How are things going?
Great. I'm really excited to graduate.
Yeah?
Like 5 weeks from now, I'm out of high school.
Graduation. That's...
I'm kind of scared, but like...
Everybody except me.
Hated.
Are you guys excited to graduate?
I'm very excited to graduate.
Like high school, like I want to go to college so bad. Right?
Yeah.
Like not right now. You know what I mean.
No, for sure. I totally feel that. Kevy's stoked to graduate. Kevy and I talk about graduation a lot.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to college next year.
Yeah. It's gonna be a trip. It's gonna be interesting. Aiden, how's it feel to be a sophomore?
Honestly, didn't change very much since last year.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, there's really no difference between a freshman and a sophomore. I mean, big changes come in junior year
junior
when
year.
You know you've
That's
got one more year left, and then the senior year when you're right on the cusp of just taking the next step into the new world.
Right. I agree. I'm super stoked to graduate.
Wait, where are you going to school next year?
Going to Moorpark.
Oh, what about you, Kevin?
Probably more Parker Seaside.
Yeah. The reason why I'm asking you these questions, which ties into this stuff, is, you know, there's certain things like when, you know, ending a certain section of your life, coming into a new section of your life that you, you're a little hesitant about, you know, certain insecurities, certain stresses, you know, stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, trying to get over them, trying to talk them out. And I got a few emails from a few people who have stress. Here is one specific email. Let's get into the emails. It goes, "Dear Dave, I have become increasingly tired, stressed, and irritable in the past 2 months. I know the sources of my problem, which is that I am a senior in high school and I am busy with college and scholarship applications and not to mention my homework. Also, wah, I have wah, various..." Wah. What were you going to say?
I said wah, wah, wah.
Okay. "Also, I have various extracurricular activities that I'm involved with. I know that because I have a lot piled on my plate, this is causing me a lot of stress, maybe even too much to handle. So I'm asking you to give me advice on how I can keep relaxed during this period in my life and possibly throughout the rest of my independent adult life. Thank you. Signed, Overwhelmed Senior." Well,
that's really deep.
You know what? It sucks. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've made the choice, you know, not to take classes that will just absolutely blow my brains out in high school. You know, a lot of my friends do. A lot of my friends take, like, super duper hard classes because, like, they want to go to a good school. And I'm down. Like if you want to go to a good school, if you want to, like, go straight to a four-year, do it. Because that's what you have to do that. And if you want that experience, then follow that. But, you know, in this situation, let's see. You say the source of my problem is that I'm a senior in high school, busy with college scholarship applications, not to mention my homework, extracurricular activities.
I think you just need to lay back for a few.
Yeah.
Just, you know, chill out. You're taking too much of a load. I mean, yeah, you're already past high school. I mean, just don't get horrible grades and then they can't revoke your application. Just take it easy. I mean, maintain your grade point average. Try to just do hobbies instead of... You say they're extracurricular activities, which makes them seem like a burden instead of something you enjoy.
Yep. Totally.
So that's what I would offer.
Aiden, thank you.
Yeah.
Touche. Kevin.
Yeah. As a second semester senior, you should be not... You should try to, like, get that stress level down, because if you're already accepted into colleges, I don't know if this is, like, your first semester or second semester, but first semester's tough. First semester is when you have to turn in all your college applications, and that's when all the stress is hitting. But after that, once you get in second semester, it's just piece of cake. Keep your grades. Don't slack off. And
right. Definitely keep up your grades. It's definitely, like, not an excuse to be like, oh, okay, like, let's slack. But if anything, that is the opposite of your problem
right
now.
Don't do nothing.
Yeah, don't do nothing. You gotta stay on your feet. You gotta keep things going. Another thing that I would say to Overwhelmed Senior is, I don't know. I guess try to, like, categorize your stuff. You know, try to, instead of looking at everything as, like, one big pile, instead of taking everything in at once, you know, do it one at a time. And when you do it one at a time, try to find something that you like out of it. Like, try to find something that interests you out of, you know, each of the, you know, things that you do. Let it be extracurricular activities. Let it be... You know, what'd you say? You can't, you know, college scholarship. Look forward to going to college, you know? Be like, oh, like, you know, I'm going to do all this college work and it's going to pay off.
That's
true.
You could find the positivity behind it instead of like, oh my God, so much work.
Or just like focus on, like, since you only have like a couple weeks left, like, until you graduate, like, work hard now, like, work hard for the next month and a half or so.
Yeah.
And then, like, once you get out, you can, like, you can sleep for, like, 6 days straight.
Totally.
Like, whatever you want to do, just, like, just work towards summer.
Yeah. Another thing you asked us is you said, so I'm asking you to give me advice on how I can keep relaxed during this period in my life and possibly throughout the rest of my independent adult life. Well, throughout the rest of your independent adult life, I don't know. That's like a lot to talk about. Aiden has his hand up. Talk.
I think you're the type of person who takes everything very seriously.
Mm.
And I think that's probably going to be the cause of most of the stress in your life. I mean, it's not bad to take certain things seriously because, yes, certain matters can be serious. But, I mean, everything is kind of bad. Like, those extracurricular activities, all the schoolwork, like, just lay back.
Yeah. Totally.
And then
chill from 93.2.
And
No. Yeah. Totally.
And you'll be relaxed.
Relax. And another thing with being relaxed, you know, which ties into everything, and you know, we talk about this a lot on the show. It's also the way that you view it. It's the way, you know, it's your beliefs on regarding whatever, you know, you're talking about. Just have a positive attitude towards it. Literally, I know it sounds crazy. Like, oh my God, have a positive attitude and everything's going to be okay. But, like, really, really, if you just, like, truly believe that, like, it will work out in a positive, constructive manner, then it will. Kevin?
Ways to, like, handle your stress would be just to find something enjoyable that you can do. Usually it can be with friends, family, anything where you're interacting with people.
Right.
Because you can find a lot of happiness from other people. So just, you know, talk on the phone with a friend, go to a movie with some friends, listen to music. Music is always helpful.
Yeah.
Just relieve stress.
Same. I agree. Music is helpful. I hope we helped you, Mr. Overwhelmed Senior. If you have questions for us, if you guys are just tuning in, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You can call in live at 323-203-0815. Or you can email me at dcsboarding514@aol.com. Once again, that's dcsboarding, BOARDING 514@aol.com. We're answering questions, listeners' questions that had emailed me. I'm going to go on to the next question. Dear Dave, I'm 15 years old. In brackets, I will be 16.
Ooh, I can help.
Aiden is 15. Aiden, how about you? Do you want to read this question? Here.
Which one?
Go for it. It is, I am 15.
I'm 15 years old and I'm thinking about becoming sexually active. My boyfriend and I have talked about sex before. He respects me and is not forcing me into sex with him.
Which
he says
is good.
It's
good.
My decision. The thing is, I want to have sex, and yet my parents are extremely against premarital sex. I want to ask my mom if I can go on the pill, but I'm sure she won't let me. I'm just scared to get pregnant, even if I use a condom. That's why I want to go on the pill. How do I ask my parents for the pill without them getting mad? Because I do not want to go behind their backs and get the prescription from my doctor.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean... Aiden. Yeah, Aiden, you take this one right now. You're 15. Okay. She is a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Oh, right, girl. She's 15, and she's thinking about having sex. That's pretty much the basis of it.
And she wants to get the pill from her parents. But what I would say is... So, the way I would go about it is bring up the percentages with your parents. Clearly, the pill is better. I mean, the percentage of not getting pregnant is a lot higher than a condom.
Yeah.
And if you're afraid of your parents saying no, then I think you should also try and get the point across that, you know, you're coming of age.
Right.
And this is the safest way to go about it. And you can even tell them that you'll use a condom still just... Yeah. To prevent from viruses.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, you know, your boyfriend has viruses because he probably doesn't, considering he's a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
never know these days.
Just to keep your parents happy. So.
Yeah. I don't know. The first thing, I completely agree with you, Aiden. I want to say the first thing to remember is that you cannot control or guarantee how your parents will react to you asking them to be put on the pill. No matter how you present it, it is possible that they may feel angry. They're going to be against the idea. I'm not saying they probably will be, that, but just be prepared for there to be a bit of unsurety and be prepared for them to be against the idea. The best you can do is think about how you can present your side of things in a mature and responsible manner. And if they do become angry, let them know that that kind of reaction is hurtful to you.
Well, the main reason I think they would say no is because they don't want to let go of your youth.
Right.
So I would say that you should, yes, approach it maturely and deal with it like an adult and get them to know that this is the most responsible way to go into the next step of right. your
life,
adolescent life.
Yeah.
I'd say
I think a bad way of doing it, though, would be like, saying like I'm gonna do it anyways. Like,
oh
I'm,
yeah, yeah.
Like don't like them. Don't like I'm gonna do it anyways. So get me the pill. Like don't go that route.
No, not at all.
Just because like I don't
state
know.
The facts and then tell them that you know I am a teenage girl. I'm looking to experiment. I am growing. I'm not staying the same every year.
You know, and definitely bring up the point that it's not just, you know, some guy. It's not just you know, that you're not just like, oh, I met this really hot guy. I want to have some sex. Like, no, just be like, yo, you know, I've had my boyfriend for, did you say almost a year? Something like that.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. You know, I've been with my boyfriend. He's fine with me waiting, but I want to do this for myself. I feel like I am ready, and you know it's not your decision, as if you were talking to your parents. It's not your decision, you know, to tell me what I feel ready for and what I don't feel ready for. But don't be defensive if they say no. Just don't be defensive and realize that you know maybe it is a little bit early and wait another month or something. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think that'll change in the parents' eyes, though. Like, if you wait 1 month, like...
Well, you never know, dude. 30 days is a long time.
They think. They sit and question whether or not their decision was the proper one. Because they will question whether or not their child is growing.
Yeah.
And agreed. They will begin to wonder.
Agreed.
I think the most important question to ask with this scenario is, what makes you feel so sure that you are ready to have sex?
I like that.
Stop, think.
Right.
Like, you probably already have, but you have to really
stop,
dig
drop,
into
and roll.
It. Stop, drop, and roll. You have to really dig into it and find out why you want to have sex with your partner.
Also, make sure you tell your parents that it's your idea so that there isn't a negative aspect behind your boyfriend.
Like,
because that'll make him seem like the bad guy.
Like a big
douchebag. And then it won't be your choice. It'll be him trying to influence you. And the first thing that will come to their mind is, no, my little girl's being corrupted. No.
Yeah, exactly. The first thing that they're going to think is like, oh my God, like my little girl's boyfriend wants to have sex with her. Like he's just in it for the sex. Like, you know, but I mean, I'm assuming that he's not, you know, because in this, you know, you said that he'll
it's
wait.
It's been a year.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Well, I hope we helped you. I want to move on to the next question. Has to do with acne. This is a good question. I like this. Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, yeah, man. I'm getting mega depressed over my acne. It's bad. I stayed off it for months because I got kicked out. Now I'm at college.
You stayed off the acne?
No, I think he's referring to medication.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Dave, I'm getting mega depressed over my acne. It's bad. I stayed off for months because of it. Because of it, got kicked out, and now I'm at college starting to take days off because I'm that depressed over it. I want it away. My face is totally white right now because I'm using this cream that's supposed to be good. But ain't doing me any good, man. I'm known as the all-around happy guy. If only my friends, who don't have acne, in brackets, knew I was sad inside. Oh, I hate life. I just like to hide away.
Well.
Jonathan. Well.
That's pretty depressing, like, from just having acne.
Here's the thing about it. I'm gonna take this really quick. I do remember 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, literally pizza face. Like, I had a bunch of acne. And I'm not going to lie, I was really insecure with myself. I was totally insecure with myself, and I can relate to you, John, in the way, I don't know, like, I never hated life. I did want to hide away, though. I do feel that. And the way that I got over it is I realized, for one, that it's a hormonal thing. Like, being a teenager, you have hormones, you have these chemicals in your brain that literally create acne. And everybody else is going to have it, no matter what. And some people have it worse than others, but no matter what, at some point, it will go away. And another thing for acne, oh my gosh, this really, really, like, wise woman told me pretty much that, because I was talking to her about acne, we were in Hawaii, whatever, it was a vacation, okay, cool, so I met this lady, and she was like, I asked her, I was like, do you know, like, any tips to get rid of acne? She's like, yeah. Drink a bunch of water, because what you put in your body comes right out in one way or another, and oils and unhealthy food, stuff like that, comes out in your face because it's all oils. It gets, you know, like done up by, it gets like degraded by your body. And drink a lot of water and eat healthy, I would say. That those are some really good tips to get rid of acne. Aiden.
You said you took a few months off medication. I'd say be as active as you possibly can with the matter and try and care as much as you can about it.
Yeah.
And then it'll dissipate. You just have to really try and be as constant as you can with your productiveness.
Right.
Or else things won't really change. Like, try and change it. Really, yeah. give it a shot.
Even after you stop your medication or product or whatever, the cream you're using, like, do it every single day or, like, twice a day or whatever. Keep on doing it. Even when you have clear skin, keep on doing it. Or, like, find something that's maybe not so strong or not so expensive. But, like, never stop going at night and, like, cleaning your face. That's, like, you have so much dirt on your face just from everyday, like,
One use. Other quick tip. If it's a lotion and they're telling you to put a thin layer of it on your face, put on a thick layer.
So true.
Just do it. They're doing it so you will not have that great of an effect, but you'll kind of see something, and then you'll keep on buying their product.
Exactly.
Put on a lot, and then you'll really see an effect.
It's so true. I use this stuff every single night, and every single morning, called Acne Free. On the stuff, it just says, you know, put a little thin layer over your face, you know, and then the renewing toner and stuff like that. No way, dude. I used to, and it wasn't working very well. And then one day, I was just like, you know what?
I'm going to cake this stuff.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like I should put more on. So I put more on, and no joke, I woke up the next morning, and my face was pretty much clear. And then I put more on every single time I do it now, and my face is clear, and I'm completely happy with it. So... yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
I'd say we've given adequate help.
Yeah, hopefully given adequate help. If you want to, John, if you want to call in, if you're listening to the show, hopefully you are. You can call us in. 323-203-0815 is the number. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815.
Or anybody else for that matter.
Of
feel
course.
Free.
Only John can call in. Only John is allowed to call in on the radio station. I'm just kidding. Anybody can call in. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We're answering listeners' questions that they emailed us. Let's see, Kevy.
Yo,
do you want to grab the next question?
Yeah. All right. Dear Dave, hey Teen Trends, I'm a 16-year-old male, and I feel totally lost to myself. I get mood swings, and I feel that my biggest problem is my intolerance for people. I get so angry at and the slightest things that others do around me. I read some other questions and learned a lot of possible causes, but nothing truly answered my question. Could it be caused by a hormone imbalance,
yeah,
depression, or could I have an anger issue? I don't know who to talk to or how to get help, but I know I need something.
Okay.
Well, so, oh, here. I'm sorry, Kevin. Go.
I'll take this. So what I think is going on right now is you have reached a point in your life where you are very uncertain about some things. And it's causing you stress, which leads to your mood swings, and your intolerance for people. That's just like closing yourself off. Yeah. That can either be something due to an insecurity that you want to close yourself off from people, or just the stress just kills your mood and pushes you away from it.
Or I also think, I think that could be like from like something that someone did to you, like a family member or something that like hurt you in some way when you were a kid. Maybe that could have led to your insecurities about people.
Yeah. Sorry, Aiden was about to say, he was like, ah! And I was just like,
I would say, question whether or not your anger is reasonable. Mm. Because you really don't want to just get mad at somebody and create a negative relationship.
Right.
Try and question whether or not their intentions were truly negative towards you, because I can guarantee that they probably aren't.
Yeah.
Most people don't intentionally try and hurt somebody or anger somebody on a frequent basis.
Unless they're just negative people and, you know, yeah, you don't want to be surrounded by that anyways.
Not many people are that way. Yeah. And you say that you get angry pretty frequently, so I would say that probability points to it not being a very reasonable.
You should probably look into yourself about that.
So yeah. I would say try and, once again, just take things easy and try and really see the good behind people's intentions instead of quickly jumping on the negativity and getting angry.
Totally. Completely. Another thing that I want to say is, in this problem right here, I get mood swings and I feel that my biggest problem is my intolerance for people. The good thing about this is you realize it. You take note of it, and you are comfortable enough with yourself to email me and tell me about it. That's good, because the first step to getting over anything is like realization, pretty much, you know, becoming comfortable with the fact that it is an issue.
If you don't know the problem, you can't deal with the problem, and it'll continue.
Exactly. So that's step one. I would completely 100% agree with everything that Aiden said when it comes to, look at the situation at hand. Look if there is, you know, probability, if there's logical probability and reason for you to react in a negative way. I'm going to tell you right now, in life, there is really no excuse. Well, okay. Of course, there's going to be, you know, instances in life where, like, it'd be completely difficult to react in a positive way, but I'm telling you right now, there should be no excuse for reacting in a negative way in anything.
Wait. I have another quick scenario.
Go.
I doubt that it's always the scenario where somebody does something good and then you think it's bad. Mm. So somebody probably does something that's minorly offensive to you or irritating or just bad in general.
Right.
Just a small, small issue. And you probably see that as a very bad issue off the get-go. And you probably consider it a very bad issue. But really deem the degree of how bad this scenario is.
Yeah.
If it's a problem that keeps occurring, I would maybe say that you should seek some help, with whether it's talking to a psychologist or just talking to, like, a close friend who can understand it. But honestly, if it keeps happening, there's probably something wrong there.
I would say a psychologist and a close friend should be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Somebody who you completely open up to, who truly cares about you and wants to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Hopefully we've helped you out. Once again, you can call us. You know the number. It's 323-203-0815. I want to move on to this next question. This next question is actually really, really interesting. I've never really had, I've never really had an email like this before. It's a really good one, and I like it. Dear Dave, I have issues with the concept of death and dying. I've been holding all of this in for some time now, so I'm glad I found your show. Well, thank you. Sometimes I feel that I'm going insane when I think about life and eventually my death. Not only am I scared by the thought of my own death, I'm terrified of the idea of death in general. While I was younger, probably around 8 years old, I am now 21, I had frequent suicidal thoughts. I wanted to take my life quickly so I would spare myself the long drown out of death at old age. I became self-destructive, abusing various drugs at the age of 12. I worry about my overall health. I'm told by close friends and family members that I am a hypochondriac, and I am slowly starting to believe them. I feel that my health issues are real, but I find that I'm too embarrassed to mention them because they will ridicule me. I tend to use internet information to perform a self-diagnosis, which can be scary. Last summer, I finally went to the doctor at my college to address some health issues I had been having for years. It turned out that I had been neglecting health issues such as a bladder infection, brackets, which was abnormal because it had a low white cell count, among other things. As I've matured, I've become more appreciative of life, and I want to live. But this scares me even more because I feel like I've battered my body emotionally and physically, and now the death will come sooner. I quit smoking cigarettes last January 2005. I smoke marijuana occasionally, about every 4 to 5 months, since January 05. I've stopped drinking completely and started exercising and eating more healthily. I've become some sort of health freak at times. At times I feel normal, but other times I feel worried and have anxiety attacks when I think about death. I look at life as some cruel punishment that people have to suffer through. I feel like I'm dying at times, but I am too scared to see a doctor about my issues to the point where I have anxiety attacks and hyperventilate. I'm afraid of bad news. I feel hopeless.
Go see a doctor.
Yeah, I'd like, say that's a pretty...
Yeah.
Like, good thing to do.
Yeah. If you're scared about your health, yeah, then you have to go see a doctor. And yes, like,
she did see a doctor though.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a she. I don't know. I feel as if it's a she. Maybe a he. Didn't give a name in the email. Okay. Didn't really mention. That's fine.
Doesn't matter.
But okay. Well, for one, I want to tell you that life is not a cruel punishment that people have to suffer through. Life is as beautiful or as cruel as you make it. You have the choice to lead a wonderful, beautiful life filled with positivity and stress-free and filled with health, filled with all this stuff. Or you have, the same choice to view things in kind of a more negative way, and which will therefore draw that to you.
Believe it or not, your thoughts can manifest a sickness.
Yeah.
Hypochondriacs' probability shows that they get sick way more frequently than people who aren't hypochondriacs.
That's actually like a real study.
Just know that your life is... I would say you have taken the very first step into creating a healthy body. Mm-hmm. You're working out. You stopped smoking.
Eating healthy.
Yeah. I would say that all of the negativity that you see within your body is coming from your thoughts, because I don't think there's very much negativity behind there except for what you're creating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look at it this way. It's kind of like, it's better to be a health freak like you are now, like to be healthy all the time and to think healthily, but like instead of before when you were doing drugs and smoking.
Right. Totally. Completely.
Once again, find a hobby. Hobbies are honestly people's purpose in life. You will naturally go to what you love, and what you love will make you the happiest person you will ever be.
Another thing that I want to touch on about, people's purpose in life is their hobbies. Yes. I completely agree, because literally purpose is to act on your excitement. That is the number one purpose in this life. If you think about it, everybody always says, you know, they have, you know, different purposes and whatnot. But I'm saying to you that my belief, and, you know, you can question this, of course, you know, but I'm saying my belief is the most important thing in this human experience, in the experience that you are living right now, is to act on your excitement, act on your happiness. Because if you find a hobby and you act on your happiness, what does that do? It creates happiness, and it spreads positivity within yourself, which then spreads out to other people.
Following something you moderately enjoy for the money doesn't create positivity within your life.
No.
You need to do things that you love, things that you truly enjoy, and then you will make it in life. Simply, that's it. Yeah. Do what you love, and then you will be the happiest person that you can potentially be.
Completely.
I don't think the person's happiness is necessarily the issue. It's the fear of dying. And I can say personally, like, maybe last year, I'd have these thoughts like, oh, I really, you know, like, nobody wants to die.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, scared of the future, scared of death, something like that. And honestly, it's just, it's nothing to be scared of, because it is, everyone is going to die one day.
Right.
Like, it's a part of life.
Right.
And life is such an amazing gift. Like, think about how, like, the odds of creating life on planet Earth. Like, right. Life is a complete anomaly.
Right.
Just, like, the chance of life forming, you know? And it's up to you to make the best out of your life. And you can't just go through life being scared of what's going to be at the end of the road. You have to, it's up to you to make that road the best you can.
Totally. Just
live yeah. the best life you can.
No, 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 totally. I agree. I totally agree.
Yep.
I'd say that doing that is going to make the best out of your life. Yeah. And right now, just fearing the end is only yeah. creating a horrible place to live.
Yeah. Because, like, if you focus, it's all about what you focus on. Because focusing on something is putting your energy into something. And then putting your energy into something is creating that type of energy. So it's like, if you focus on death so much, you're putting your own energy into death. Focusing on life and excitement and happiness is putting your energy into simply life, excitement, and happiness. And there is no reason, except insecurities and reasons within yourself that need to be worked out, there is absolutely no reason for you to focus on death. There's not, you know?
And I'd say since you took that positive step already, the hardest thing is yeah. already done.
Yeah.
If you were sitting in the ditch with no ladder on the way out, then you would be screwed.
Right.
But I would say you're already on the cusp.
Yeah. Hopefully that helps. You know, that's, I would say that's probably a good place to chill for that email for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the next email. Colin, would you like to read an email? You haven't gotten one. You haven't gotten one yet. We got a lot of emails today.
Which one do you want me to read, Dave?
Let's see. Here, I'll grab it, just because it's already in front of
okay.
me. Dave, I'm a 15-year-old girl. Well, I need help on something that's been bothering me. I recently found out that one of my friends kind of likes me, and she's a girl.
Oh boy. Aiden.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Aiden.
I'm
sorry. I was surprised, as was Aiden. I felt weird and upset, and I still do. Well, I've been ignoring her lately, and I was wondering if that is the right thing to do. I have nothing against homosexuals or bisexuals, but for a girl to like me is a bit different. I feel terrible. Well, any suggestions? Should I keep ignoring her? Please answer my email. I really need help on this. Signed, Ashley.
Is this girl her best friend?
I don't know.
Just a girl?
I'm a 15-year-old girl. I recently found out that one of my friends...
Okay, so it's like...
Not the best friend.
So it's like part of the group.
Right, yeah.
I would say that... Completely disregard sex for a moment.
Yeah.
A relationship is a friendship.
Right.
Don't... I mean, clearly you aren't attracted to her, but just because she's attracted to you doesn't mean you need to be afraid of her. It doesn't mean you need to completely disregard the friendship that's still underlying the relationship that could be there. Because she could probably be a wonderful friend.
Yeah, yeah. And you've probably had guys in your life that have liked you and, like, just treat it the same exact way. If there's a guy that likes you and you're not into him, just be his friend, but nothing more. Yeah. And if it's something to the point where you're nervous with this girl about stuff, or I don't know if you're supposed to know that she likes you or not, but if it's, like, a clear thing, like, make it a point to her that, you know, you're you're straight. And
yeah, totally.
You're not
or
that.
Get a boyfriend.
Or get a boyfriend.
You could do that and then just still kind of be your friend. I would say that is probably, honestly, the most efficient way to go about it. Is
talk
to get
about
a boyfriend.
Guys with her.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have to be like, here, go get a guy so this girl will get off you.
But if she doesn't know that you know, get a boyfriend, talk about guys with her, just do it kind of discreetly.
Yeah.
And still be her friend.
Totally, totally.
Do not ignore someone.
Yeah.
That's no.
But I don't know. Sometimes I think that, like, when, like, if someone likes you and you don't like them back, it's kind of awkward. Like, I don't know, you kind of have that awkward thing if you know and they don't know and, like, you know, all that jazz. But, like, it's kind of the same.
All that jazz.
It's so easy to get through, though.
Yeah.
Just,
like, okay, just like everything in life, you have control. Here we go. Situation, the only reason that a situation becomes awkward is you allow it to become awkward. You make it awkward. Or the other person makes it awkward, and you allow that awkwardness to run from that person to you, and you go along with the awkwardness. If another person is awkward, there is always an excuse to break the awkwardness. Literally. Like, literally, we had an entire show dedicated to awkward situations. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. Like totally, if you know, if she's like really awkward about it and she's just like, hey, like, you know, maybe like kind of flirting with you and stuff, just I don't know, I would just be listen, Kate. I don't know what your friend's name is, let's call her Kate. I'd be like listen, Kate, like, you know, I think you're like one of my really good friends, and like I totally like you as a human being. You know, if you truly do, because, you know, she said she is one of your friends, so to be like, I really like you as a human being and I think you're a wonderful person, but to be completely honest with you, like, not in a weird way, not in an awkward way, nothing like that, but I am attracted to guys. I think I'm into guys. That is if it's like blatantly obvious, or like if she says something to you.
How old is she again?
15.
Okay. Honestly,
hey, I'm going to go another one for you. 15, there you go.
How many 15-year-olds that are questioning their sexuality are that comfortable with their sexuality to display it? If a girl is a lesbian and she is 15, I can 100% guarantee you that she will not flirt with you and make a point to show you that she likes you, because she's not even sure if she is lesbian.
Yeah.
She just has an attraction for you.
Probably. At that age, most people who think they are gay are usually more bi-curious than gay.
Yeah.
Or coming into their sexuality.
Which means being a friend with her shouldn't be too difficult, because she isn't going to try and make this blatantly obvious, like, oh, hey, you want to hang out tonight, just me and you? She definitely won't do that. She'll be like,
hey, girl.
Oh, hey, you want to go to the mall with some friends tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's what girls do.
I don't know. We should get a girl on the show. Ask her. That'd be a good idea. We should find a girl, man.
I'm just kidding. Dude, I don't know any girls.
Dude, girls?
What's a girl?
Female?
Okay. We should continue.
Hopefully that helped. That's what we're here for, obviously. We are indeed here to help. Let's see. Dave, I have never had a girlfriend. No one has ever shown signs of affection towards me who is not related to me. I also have a lot of rage inside me, and sometimes I let it flood my body with hate and anger, and I can't control it. I'm also very lonely, and sometimes I think no one will love me. Can you help me with these problems? The reason I haven't gone psychotic is mostly because of my music, usually 3 Days Grace. And I have 3 great friends. My rage is due to being picked on and beat up and stepped on all of my life. Please help me. I want a girlfriend, and I want to have a happy life. Jacob.
Well, Jacob, okay, so I'm not gonna touch on the girlfriend thing right away, but I wanna make 2 points. One, you've already sounded like, despite like everything that you've gone through, you've already started to like maintain some control within yourself by listening to your music. That's like your way to control yourself. So that's a positive. And also, you have 3 great friends, yeah, which is more than a lot of people have.
You so, said yourself, like, I have 3 great friends.
Like, you're doing something right. You are definitely doing something right if you have 3 great friends. Yeah. Pass the mic.
Okay. I would say, okay, no one has ever shown me signs of affection who's not related to me. I also have a lot of rage inside of me, and sometimes I let it fill my body with hate and anger, and I can't control it. Hate and anger, man. That's so, like, nappy. Like, you don't even want that, dude. Because, like, if you allow... You even said yourself, I have a lot of rage inside me, and sometimes I let it flood my body with hate and anger. You are stating to us that you allow the hate and anger to flood your body. Don't allow it, man. Just be like, listen, okay? I have 3 great friends. I know that at some point in my life, a wonderful girl will come along. Because, okay, literally, this is something I've learned. Everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction. So
that's one of Newton's laws, actually.
That is one of Newton's laws. It completely, totally is one of Newton's
third
laws.
Law.
Third law of physics.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, which like literally ties in with the flowing motion of the universe. It's just the way that things work. Everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction. So, if you, for example, if you want a girl, if you have this belief, this feeling within you that knows that you deserve a girl, that you want a girlfriend that will love you and care for you, then guess what? Somewhere out there, because everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction, because somewhere out there, that means that somewhere out there, there is a girl that feels the exact same way. There is a girl that feels the exact same way that is there to fill that spot.
So, I think that your self-esteem is pretty low due to being battered and trampled on people, and that makes you feel lower, and that makes you dislike the people that you think are higher than you.
Yeah.
But truly, are they higher than you? Are they higher than you at all? You're a person, they're a person. There's nothing beyond that.
Right.
You just need to be confident. You have 3 friends. They clearly appreciate you for the person you are.
Yeah.
Those other people that are battering you don't acknowledge you.
Right.
And if you like dislike yourself, then other people will not like you as much.
Yeah.
As, like if you think that you're a great person, then other people are more likely to think that you're a great person.
Be confident completely. And know who you are. You aren't a bad person. I can guarantee you that there are so many positive traits about you that you need to flourish.
And you need to surface to your conscious mind.
And
one thing before we close the show. I want to, you know, I really want to help this guy. I want to finish this email. Is check this, man. What you put out, you get back. That's also another law of physics. What you put out, you get back. So if you put out love, if you show people and shed people love, that's what you're going to get back. Aiden, say what you're going to say.
Be open. That's Kevin.
Yeah, be open.
I was just saying, don't make yourself be the lower person, because once again, you are a being, they are a being.
Right.
There's no reason for them to be higher than you because of anything, because of physical traits, mental traits, anything.
Totally agree. Friends and family, this has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I want to thank Colin,
Yes.
For coming in the studio.
You're
I want to thank
Dave.
Kevy.
You're very welcome.
And I want to thank Aiden.
I want to thank David.
I love you, David.
I love you guys, too. Thank you so much. This has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. Check us out every Sunday from 1 to 2 on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world.
Ever.
Ever. You guys have a fantastic Sunday filled with love and positivity. All right, guys. See you later.